This is Tim Hambrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Autonomous equipment is making major strides toward labor savings for farmers and new efficiencies. But a big change or investment does come with inherent risk. Before making a major investment, says Bonsai Robotics CEO Tyler Nide, growers should seriously consider whether their operation is properly set up for the technology.
You got to think, right? A farmer gets, what, 40, 50 chances in their lifetime to perfect their crop. If you take one big swing or one big bet on a new expensive implement, or imagine you buy a $1.2 million combine that doesn't work, it could ruin the farm, right? And unfortunately, specifically in California, there has been quite a few autonomous solutions that have been deployed that have not delivered to what they're promised. I think the key piece to successfully deploying autonomy on these farms is that, A, is the farm set up for it, and does it actually make sense from an ROI perspective, right? Is it big enough ultimately to go run these 24/7 and not have to cross public roads? But the other big thing is just the want from the people who are going to run it. Do they want it? Because if they want it and are interested in it, they're going to find a way to make it work, especially in the early days. Whereas if they're opposed to it, there could be challenges there. Making sure it's coming from the bottom up and not top down to make it successful, even if it's a perfect product.
Again, that's Tyler Nide with Bonsai Robotics. This is Tim Hambrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.